This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Chances are you received a few gift cards over the holidays, right? And you haven't spent them all yet. And likely somewhere in that pile of plastic, you'll find some universal gift cards. They're getting more and more popular. These are cards issued by MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover. They're known in the industry as general-purpose gift cards. In theory, you can use them anywhere credit cards are accepted. And in that sense, they're more flexible than store gift cards. But in practice, they can be a hassle. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on how to get the most out of them when you get them and what to think about before giving them.
I'll admit it. I'm a cheap guy. So when I had to switch dentists and found one offering $25 American Express gift cards to new patients, I noticed. It wasn't the main factor, but it definitely didn't hurt. Soon I had clean teeth and $25 I could spend almost anywhere. Or so I thought. The gift card was declined at a restaurant, grocery store, and gift shop. Michelle Jun at Consumers Union says many people run into problems with these cards.
Lately, the largest complaint that we keep hearing is the inability to use up all of the funds on the card. And we have heard this complaint again and again.
I wasn't able to spend any of my funds. After my third denial, I called Amex's customer service line to see what was going on. Once I had pressed lots of buttons and waited, finally I had a guy in New Delhi with some answers.
Sir, my name is Andrew, and how may I help you?
The restaurant had swiped my card, but it was declined. Even though the restaurant didn't take the money, the swipe put a pending charge on my card for the full amount. So all my money was in purgatory. Andrew's explanation was apparently inspired by the book of Genesis.
It stays for 7 days. On the eighth day, on the eighth calendar day, the pending charge is like, if the merchant does not claim the funds, then this amount comes back on the card automatically.
Having your funds frozen is just one problem more and more consumers are learning about as these general-purpose cards grow in popularity. CEB Tower Group analyst Brian Riley tracks gift cards.
During the recession is really when they tweaked up a little bit faster than the others.
General-purpose cards surpassed retail store gift cards in 2011. Riley forecasts they'll add up to $42 billion this year. We'll have some tips in a moment on making sure you're able to spend your share of that. But it's not just recipients who get frustrated about them. General-purpose cards aren't exactly a great deal for the giver either. Jenna Herron surveyed them from Bankrate.com. She found they are packed with purchase fees.
That range between $2 to $6, depending on the gift card. And so that means if you are buying a $25 gift card, you have to pay, you know, $28, $29 to get the gift card. Whereas with the store-branded cards, you just pay the $25.
CEB Tower Group says the average gift card is worth $45. So to put that on a general-purpose card, you could pay a whopping 13% premium. That's why last Christmas, Herron gave her nephew a Best Buy store card instead.
I'm a little bit frugal, and I didn't want to spend the extra $2 to $3 for a gift card because that extra $2 to $3 could be used for a stocking stuffer for my son.
She and Consumers Union's Michelle Jun both recommend a check or cash instead of a general-purpose gift card, though, of course, it's best to avoid mailing cash. It's not that credit card companies are trying to make the cards difficult to use. Quite the opposite. The analyst Riley points out that every time a card is swiped, Amex and all the rest take a cut from stores.
The primary money they'll make on it are the transaction fees going through.
But to actually make that gift card transaction work, you need to be prepared. Card companies and experts say to avoid missing out, know your card's balance, which you can check online or by phone. If your card won't cover the whole bill, tell the store exactly how much is on your card. Then pay the difference before they swipe it. Your success may hinge on how well you explain this to a teenage cashier. Again, Bankrate's Jenna Herron.
You might find that you might have to do things a little differently and might be more inconvenient than you thought it would be.
Gas pumps may reject a gift card if its value is less than required to fill up your tank. You should pay inside before pumping. Restaurants typically pre-authorize a higher charge than your bill to make sure you can pay the tip. This can screw up a gift card transaction, so it may be easiest not to use general-purpose gift cards when dining out. In New York, hoping I find somewhere that'll let me spend that $25 bucks. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.